Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
On his first day in office, President Donald Trump declared a national emergency at the southern border of the United States. America's sovereignty is under attack, warned President Trump. Our southern border is overrun by cartels, criminal gangs, known terrorists, human traffickers, smugglers, unvetted military-age males from foreign adversaries, and illicit narcotics that harm Americans, including America. This invasion has led to the horrific and inexcusable murders of many innocent American citizens, including women and children, at the hands of illegal aliens. Foreign criminal gangs and cartels have begun seizing control of parts of cities, attacking our most vulnerable citizens and terrorizing Americans beyond the control of local law enforcement. Cartels control vast territories just south of our southern border, effectively controlling who can and cannot travel to the United States from Mexico. Hundreds of thousands of Americans have tragically died from drug overdoses because of the illicit narcotics that have flowed across the southern border. This assault on the American people and the integrity of America's sovereign borders represents a grave threat to our nation, declared President Trump. Because of the gravity of this threat, it is necessary for the armed forces to assist the Department of Homeland Security in obtaining full operational control of the southern border, explained President Trump in a speech to the Congressional Institute.
I've also deployed troops to the border, and for the first time in history, we're locating and loading illegal aliens into military aircraft and flying them back to the places from which they came.
To protect the security and safety of United States citizens, to protect each of the states against invasion, and to uphold my duty to take care that the laws be faithfully executed, it is my responsibility, said President Trump, to ensure that the illegal entry of aliens into the United States via the southern border be immediately and entirely stopped.
We've made it clear to every country that they will be taking back our people that we're sending out, the criminals, that the illegal aliens coming from their countries, we're taking them back, and they're going to take them back fast. And if they don't, they'll pay a very high economic price.
As Commander-in-Chief, said President Trump, I have no more solemn duty than to protect the American people.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.